Welcome to the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast, where we help you learn how to get out of your head and into the Word to connect with Jesus on a deeper level in just a few minutes each day. So grab your Bible, find your quiet space, cozy up, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast. Last time, we talked all about the purpose and plans God has for each and every one of us. Today, we're going to dig deep into one of your submitted questions. Why does it sometimes feel like God is not there? We have a lot of great insight into this question, and we have all asked ourselves. But before we begin, let's go ahead and chat with our God, who, spoiler alert, is always there to listen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together again to learn more about your love for us. Today, especially, help us to recognize your constant presence, even when it can be hard to feel. Open our hearts and our minds as we journey into your word today, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right, let's circle back to that question. Why does it sometimes feel like God is not there? I am sure we have all had times where we've asked ourselves this, especially in the last couple of years. When everything seems to be going wrong around us, it can be too easy to get caught up in the bad and feel like God has left us alone in the mess. The psalmist David felt like this at times too. I dare you to open up any page in the book of Psalms and not find a place where David is crying out to God, asking, "Where are you, Lord?" We can see this right in the very first verse of Psalm 10. "Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" I have asked myself this a time or two or 100 before. I don't want you guys to think that just because I'm an adult, I'm always completely confident in my faith. I waver just like you, especially when things go wrong. We all do. Your parents, your teachers, even your pastors. When the pandemic first hit, I remember feeling this way. Every day something new happened and I had to cancel more and more plans I was looking forward to. I was afraid for my family, my friends, and for myself. And I remember crying out to God just like David, "Where are you, God? Why aren't you doing something about this?" Feeling like I was alone just made everything worse. It is okay to cry out to God. It is okay to ask him why, be angry, be sad, be confused. But friends, the key is not to stay in that place. If we skip ahead in Psalm 10, after David lists out all of these horrible things that are happening in verses 14 and 17, he makes a different statement. "But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry." David regularly cried out in sadness and anger to God, but he never stayed in that place. He took the time to list all his griefs and then he proclaimed trust. Look at any of the Psalms that start with a version of "Where are you, Lord?" and you will see they always end with a statement of trust. That's because David knew that he could trust God. Even when it felt like the Lord wasn't near, David knew that he was and always would be. He trusted that God would hear him and that God would answer his prayers in his own perfect and divine timing. We don't have to understand why something is happening. And it's okay for us to ask God why. In fact, he wants us to come to him with our questions, our anger, and our sadness. He wants to meet us in the mess. That's one of my favorite phrases, so I'm going to repeat it again. Write it down if you want so you always remember. God wants to meet us in our mess. He wants us to talk to him, to cry out to him, but he also wants us to trust him. Trust that he is always there, even when it may not feel like it. He is there listening to you, comforting you, and probably even crying with you because he hates to see his children hurt. And he is also working in the background to bring about something good from whatever it is you are going through. Romans 8 verse 28 tells us he works all things for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. In our next episode, I'm going to give you some tools and some space to help remind you of God's presence, even when it may be hard to sense. But for now, I want to leave you with this, friends. God is there. He hears you and he loves you, and he wants to meet you in your mess and comfort you. Thanks for listening to the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast. I hope you're able to walk away from this episode with a deeper understanding of Jesus and his love for you. If you liked what you heard, consider following us on Instagram at bite.size.bible.studies. We post resources, journaling prompts, and faith challenges throughout the week. We'd also love it if you took the time to leave a review. It will help us expand and reach more people with the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. God bless, and have a great day.